News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Well, of course, the other madness that continues is in the Middle East, where tensions, albeit a ceasefire, but tensions are still running extremely high as the US has not quite abandoned peace talks, but has decided that they're not going to expend the jet fuel it would require to show up at the predicted round of peace talks. Donald Trump calling off his envoys from attending the visit on the grounds that it was too costly if Iran was not coming with wholehearted intentions to make a deal. Sean Bell is with us, former fighter pilot, now military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast. Sean, last week when pressed to get out the crystal ball, you said that if you were pushed, you would say that the likely American tactic would be to effectively walk away and let it be somebody else's problem. It's starting to look like that's coming true.
Yeah, good morning, Anton. I mean, firstly, I take no pleasure in trying to predict. You know, you force my hand to think where the most likely action is. We do feel as if we're in a bit of a standoff. I mean, it is day 60 of the war, the ceasefire in place, but no deadline. Normally, President Trump has issued deadlines left, right and center. We don't have one at the moment. And it feels like a bit of a stalemate. And yet still, you've got President Trump issuing threats. He still says he holds all the cards and he's won, ineffectively. And it feels like both sides are just holding out, thinking that time is on their side because they both control the Strait of Hormuz. You know, the Americans have blockaded it, whereas the fact the Iranians actually control it. And whilst it remains closed, the price of oil and will remain stubbornly high. And it's a question, therefore, of which side blinks first.
What do we read into the Iranian foreign minister meeting with Putin in Russia?
Well, there's lots of reasons why Russia has been helping Iran through this. And one might argue there's some reasons why Russia would want the war to perpetuate. One of them is that Russia has been providing intelligence to Iran. You might remember that there was a very, very expensive, very, very limited transport and intelligence aircraft on the pan at Al Udeid Airport in the Middle East, which was targeted. That clearly had very accurate intelligence provided. And it's been proven, I think, that Russia provided that. Also, Russia's making, I think it's $150 million a day extra just purely from the high price of oil.
A day?
And, of course, a day. And also, President Trump took away the sanctions on Russian oil to try to keep the price down a bit of global oil supplies. And, of course, that was a central pillar of the Western strategy to try to undermine Trump, was to make it economically very difficult. Well, Trump didn't negotiate with any of the Europeans. He just went, right, we need more oil, and we'll take away the sanctions of Russian oil. So there's lots of reasons why Putin has a vested interest in the outcome of this. And I noticed that overnight, one of the Russian oligarchs, one of his very expensive half a billion yachts, went through the Strait of Hormuz unmolested. So, yes, there's lots of reasons why President Putin wants to remain close to the Iranian leadership.
Well, I'm sure it will come as a relief to all of us that oligarchs are able to get through. We were all worried on their behalf. Sean, thank you very much for that, as ever. Sean Bell, former fighter pilot, military analyst and co-host of the Red Matrix podcast.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.